tactile description of the meter. The meter is oblong-shaped, with slightly indented sides. Meter front. The upper two-thirds contains a display screen with a plastic screen protector, which can be peeled off. And just over the top edge, a small hole, similar to a headphone jack. This is the data port. The lower third contains three buttons and a small slot nested in a fingertip-sized indent. This is the test strip port. Hold the meter with the button end closest to you. The round middle button is the S button. The S button is used to turn the meter on or off and confirm menu selections. The left oblong button is the up button, and the right oblong button is the down button. Both are used to select or change information by scrolling through menu options. The up button can also be used to turn the meter on. Meter back. The meter back has four round rubber-coated feet used for stabilizing it on flat surfaces. Between the upper two feet is the speaker, which sits behind a section of the case cut with parallel horizontal lines. Between the lower two feet is the test strip ejector. This is a thumb-tip-shaped sliding button with a protruding tactile design of curved parallel lines. Sliding this button will eject a test strip, if inserted. Most of the middle section of the meter back is the battery cover. There is a raised tactile arrow located in the centre of the meter back, which is also the left side of the battery cover. The battery cover can be opened by pressing down gently on the tactile arrow and sliding the cover from left to right. There are two stickers on the meter back. The smaller one is fitted to the left of the battery cover and contains the serial number. The larger one is fitted on the battery cover itself and contains various logos, information about the unit purpose, the model number, and contact information for Pharmaco and iSense Incorporated. Tactile descriptions of the meter accessories can be found in the main booklet.